We're starting off with
just hit. Ooh, yeah.
That would, all right, that would give you a little rap.
That's guard. A little. That's a rap.
All right. It's only fair.
So right now we have Baker over, and they're playing with these brass knuckles I bought.
Come on,
you feel
hit me in the cheek.
Like hard.
Give me a little something.
Was that too much?
Those are wrong.
That actually kind of felt good.
You could not. Oh, I remember we were talking about the sternum. Ooh. Yeah,
so I was up. When I was up in New Hampshire, I brought these brass knuckles, but they're actually a belt buckle. See that screw on the back?
It looked like I love my dog paw print for your car bumper.
I thought it was an awesome bottle opener.
that'd be a great one. You could open bottles.
Yeah, you definitely could.
That looks like how you'd fight.
Wait, this is a bottle opener. I mean, a belt?
It's supposed to be a belt. Yeah, that's how they sell it, because they can't sell it as brass knuckles.
Yeah, we're holding brass knuckles, by the way.
There's a screw right there that you put out. I threw that away. I'm not going
to. Oh, no.
What's up, guys? You like the belt buckle?
You're going to walk in and work with that?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, we're going to have a quick meeting in my office.
What's up? Don't make me take this off.
I think I'm having a meeting in your office.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I will fucking obviously never use these in my life, but I just feel like I've always wanted up here for no reason whatsoever. It's a good paperweight, so nothing goes out of the way.
Yeah, you see, it's a very versatile weapon.
I don't call it a weapon.
It's a belt buckle.
It's a very versatile belt. It's an office supply.
It's a paperweight.
It's a versatile office supply. Yeah, you know what? Hey, we made it.
We made it. Episode 20.
Episode 20. For you at home, yeah, we do have, I know Tim said, we got Matt Baker on. Baker, don't look right at the mic.
It freaks me out.
Baker, like, so now Baker's looking at the microphone, and Baker's like, he makes that sound. So what's up, man?
Nothing, dude.
We're going to make you eat a piece of shit.
No, it's not. That's not.
Human shit. We got Baker ready because we told him we need him to read some cue cards for us, which we're actually going to write. It's going to be later. First, we just want to talk with you, but we got Baker on for a little project later.
Yeah. We're going to punch him in the face with his brass knuckles.
We're gonna kill you. This is a thrill kill. We selected you at random.
Kill cast. I threw my name in the hat. I knew what the odds were.
We were supposed to get him over like last week, but he never woke up. We didn't think he was going to wake up again today.
Yeah, he took some NyQuil or something.
Yeah, last week, I took some... My mom has like this really heavy dosage sleeping pill. And so I took some.
So Baker took two.
Is it Ambien?
Two and call
no,
me
it's I don't know. It's some sort of. Do you need a prescription for Ambien?
Yeah, I think so.
Could be Ambien.
I got fucked up on it. Did I tell you about the time I ate Ambien once? Ate Ambien.
Oh yeah.
I ate drugs, dude. Yeah. Last year when
you sound like a narc.
I know. Do you guys get drugs? This is a belt buckle.
You want to ingest some drugs later?
Oh, there's a bullet popped on my nose. Hold on.
Oh,
wait, what happened?
I'm sorry for everybody.
Yeah, I've been like pollened up. All right, so anyway, so remember that crazy storm last year, or like 2 years ago, where like...
The winter storm, yeah.
Yeah, that huge one. So the power went out at Lindsay's dad's house, and that's where we stayed. And we were just drinking, having fun. Power went out. We're just like having a good time. Everyone went to bed, so it was just me and Jack. But before that, Lindsay's like, oh, I'm going to take an Ambien. I'm just going to take a half of one so I can sleep good. I was like, oh, let me take one. First time I've ever taken one. So I take a full one, and we're just talking, me and him, about just life or whatever, and all of a sudden I woke up in the bed, and I go, what the fuck just happened? So come the next day, he comes down live, he's like, how you feeling? I'm like, what? He's like, you were talking, you stood up and just fell over. Like,
really?
I fell into, like, the china cabinet, like, and, like, dented.
You know, Tim's big head did most of the damage.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, we'll see you later.
I just went, like, I love how you stood up first. You were like, I gotta get up, to pass out.
Yeah. And then, like, I guess
maximum velocity.
He helped me up, and I was just fucking being like a puppet. Like,
he's like a weeble wobble.
And me and Lizzie were sleeping on, like, an air mattress, so, like, I'm fucking stepping on the air mattress while she's trying to sleep, while I'm trying to, like, get in the bed with her. I'm just like...
God.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever did Ambien. It's awesome.
Yeah, I guess. All right, I'm going to turn the mic off. Can you get any more?
Yes.
I'm not a cop.
I'm not a cop, but I want some drugs.
That's like one of my favorite Twitter handles. Oh, I don't follow it, but I like when people retweet it. It's I'm not a cop. It's like, I'm not a cop. It's like, hey, guys, anyone huffing marijuana? Want to hang out? It's like, I'm not a cop. It's a dude like a mustache, like...
when I went back into when I was reinstated up at my first college there, I went up and I had to go up. I was like in a suit and tie. I'd just come back from court, and my father walked me up. And when we got up to the dorm room, I knock on the door, and I wake this kid up out of like a slumber. This kid Jerry walks to the door and like just like thick, like glasses that were so thick they made his eyes look like different sizes. Like a mustache. He's like, hey, and I'm like, hi, I mean, your roommate, I gotta move in. And I'm like, just trying to be like,
Groucho Marx glasses?
Dude, he was, yeah, they were the same glasses. They're like, I don't know, this, like, I have some thick glasses. This kid had like, yeah, like NASA glasses.
Just, and he had a stash too?
And he had a great stash, and he's wearing like a Slayer shirt or something. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm moving in. And like, my father's behind me. Very,
yeah, I can't very imagine this
we're scene. We're both wearing like suits and ties. And I sit down, and then he tells the other kids what happened. They go, I think they moved a Narcon to our floor. So for the first like 2 weeks of living up there, it was like this little attic space in the oldest dorm at UMass Amherst. And it was in Van Meter on the top floor. And everyone on the floor thought I was a narcotics agent.
That's because awesome.
They did a bunch of drugs. They all love drugs. I think Jerry's pretty straight up.
His floor. You didn't live there for full. Did you live there?
I
for
lived
full
there for
year?
Yeah for the full year.
I remember one night year. I came out to visit you, and we went down to the other dorm area, Southwest. We partied at our other friend's dorm, and then we went back to your place, and we were all chilling in your room, and like this random dude walked in with a ukulele. Do you remember this guy? He was like really short, and he was dressed like, you know how like Johnny Depp dresses with like bowler caps and like stupid vests and like all sorts of frills and
just
gloves.
Like an idiot. Yeah.
Yeah, he was dressed like that. He was playing the ukulele, and he was like extremely short, so he called him Johnny Deprecon.
Johnny Depp.
Oh my God! Until you said that,
I was all
Johnny Depp.
But
he had the long hair and glasses.
This guy,
yeah, that's what I had to live with. He wasn't my roommate, but that's what I was dealing with.
Like Bill is living in the land of the fucking misfit.
It was like,
weirdos.
Yeah, it was like I went for a sock in the back of my drawer and ended up in Narnia. Where the fuck am I? Johnny Deprecon.
I just downloaded that in my repertoire. I'm going to use that next time.
I'm so glad that you're on today so you can remind me of that.
Stoney, our buddy Stoney, lived in the same area.
He lived down in Baker.
Yeah, he lived in Baker.
He was. Is this story confusing already?
That was a couple years ago. We went to a weird
place. Baker's college days, a lot of men lived in
People
Baker.
People kind of catch up like, wait, Baker's a place you live?
And so Baker was the name of a dorm, but it's also a Baker's butthole.
Yeah, so anyways. So I walked into his dorm room one time, and he had, like, remember the kid Sid in Toy Story who tortured all the toys?
Yeah.
And, like, there was this one baby doll that was all
Yeah, his
up.
Roommate fucking Phil or something.
Yeah, he had, like, a doll hanging from the ceiling. I was like, Stoney's gonna get his fucking face carved off his skull.
He was the wild man, though. He's the one they were scared of.
That's true, yeah. He met weirdness with... Boy,
there was yeah, there was some
strangers
strange,
and weirdness.
It was already yeah. All right, this place was so weird. Like in the I don't want to sound like I'm judging anybody, but it was like so fucking just a bunch of freaks. Like all like there's a reason a bunch of girls
like
wear
fear and love
like, the girls that wear rugs as dresses. Like they all hang together for a reason. Like that's what you a bunch of drug rugs out there.
And Phil shows up first day with the side part looking like fucking
suit and tie like Donnie Brasco. They called me Narc for the first like 2 weeks, and then I had to like I played cards with them one night, and like we all got high and were drinking, and they're like, "Well, Narcs can do that like behind the scenes," because I guess some kid had just done that to his girl. Like who knows if it's like a Snopes legend?
Yeah.
But supposedly someone had like got in, got with his kids, and then like turned them in.
Yeah.
There was a story going on campus, and who knows if it's true? But
yeah.
They were like, "Well, this kid's like that." So I had to, like I smoked weed the one night, drank, and then we played cards, and I beat them, and they were like. I think first they asked straight up, like, are you a cop? You gotta tell us. Like, I'm in the corner of a room with a bunch of, like, spaced out dudes. They're like, you gotta tell us if you're a cop now. And I was like, what are you fucking talking? And later on, I'm like, oh, it makes sense, but no, I'm not a cop.
That's when you pull out a fake gun. Like, everybody, this is a bust. That would have been the best move to do.
I don't know. I think it was too high. I wasn't thinking about moves. I was thinking about, like, you're gonna get the hell out
like
of here.
Everybody free.
I, like, looked in the window. It's three stories up. I'm like, I'll just jump.
Every time I came up to visit Amherst, it was like going to a jungle.
There was some strange stuff.
Like, I'd go in the elevator, people would be like hooking up, and there'd be another guy like pissing. I'm like, where am I? Getting
lost in Amherst. The guy hooking up was the one.
Yeah, there was a time, like, there was like five minutes I got lost. I'm like, I'm fucking petrified. I'm like, where am I going?
Scary up there.
It's a jungle. It was a jungle to go up there if you weren't.
That's
like,
where I came up from the jungle.
Yeah,
those were bricks, man.
That's why they call
those are bricks.
Zoom ass, dude. Just a bunch of animals running around.
Have you ever touched on the Red Sox story on the podcast?
Yeah.
Have we? I don't think we ever have. I don't think you want.
No, no. Oh no, I could. But that's a whole episode itself.
Yeah, we'll bring it back for that.
There's a reason I had to be reinstated back into school.
That
story.
Yeah, you just did a flash forward. You said I had to be reinstated.
We should do like stories.
That's a lot of time. That would be
yeah. Like we should.
I've told that before. I've actually told that for improv.
We should do Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday podcast. We're like bring on
hashtag.
We bring Baker back and like talk about like a past story. Like
whatever Baker can remember.
Yeah,
I reminded Baker of a story today, and he was like, "That happened." Yeah,
and it was like a pretty serious thing.
Yeah, so
you did that to me the other day. You're like, "Oh, remember that? Oh, what was it? You like remember that thing like that happened?" I was like, "Yeah, I was with you." You're like, "Yeah,
sweet."
You're like, "That was a good time.
That was such a good time. We were so fun back then."
What happened to those?
But we didn't do. How do we see? This is what happens on the podcast. We don't have like bulletin points, so we just sit there and ramble.
We've been doing pretty good without even taking notes recently. But yeah, last episode was really good.
We don't talk. We're learning how to have a conversation. We find that to be lost in like 2000 fucking.
It takes me a while too because not paying attention to the mic. I'm trying not to do that anymore. Being like,
I've never looked at the thing.
Yeah, I'm like Baker.
Like Baker.
Why should point it out? Now I'm looking at it again.
It's looking at
me. I'll hold it like this.
Blunt on it?
Yeah, dude. You can smoke it after when you're done, dude.
Sweet.
That's what Baker would notice.
Snarly.
No, it says blue. Blunt. That reminds me that I was wearing the sweatshirt the other day. It was years ago. It always makes me laugh when I put it on.
The other day was years ago?
Yes. The other day. The other day I put it on. As in the other day, it was this morning. I had to drive Lindsay to the airport.
It was this morning?
It was this morning. Dude, my days are all fucked up.
Wait, Lindsay went to the airport?
No, when I say the airport, I mean the train station.
So I'm trying to have a conversation in the podcast.
Whoa, what the fuck is going on?
The other day, a couple of years ago, this morning, I drove my Panther to the airport, and she didn't go there.
Holy shit.
That's wild.
So it was my Bruins sweatshirt, and I wore it over to Birdie's one time, and you're like, oh, is your sweatshirt say boring? I'm like, yeah, it actually does, because it was when the Bruins sucked for so long. I was like, dude, you're so good, man. I thought you were joking with me. Let me tell you
Did it really say boring?
No, it said Bruins, but you're like, is your sweatshirt say boring? And I was like, pretty much.
So like, both of you made a great joke and neither knew.
Yeah.
We might have known.
No, at that time in our lives, no. We didn't walk around, we floated.
Oh my god, what's this reminding me of? Babe, what did we laugh about so hard driving home last night from work? The drill sergeant, dude.
What was the idea?
Because just talking about being like stoned, like, ooh, man, like, we're talking about how, like, I think we were talking about the military, and we're like, we would love the military, but at the same time, like, I don't think, like, we'd turn to the dude, where you're like, it's just not for me, man. Like, he's like, give me 20 push-ups. You're like, you're like stepping on my spirit, man.
You're really harshing my buzz, bro.
Yeah, like I'm trying to find my spiritual animal.
Now, I'm willing to eat some shitty food and do some pull-ups, but as soon as you got me crawling around, I don't know, I'm not failing.
I like the earth, I just don't like to be on all fours on it.
You fucking piece of shit.
I think we were talking about Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Ali Emery?
Yeah,
What was the line?
He had a lot of lines. The drill instructor?
No, they made us laugh last night. I hate to try to revisit a fucking one-on-one joke. Everybody home's like,
I struck out earlier, too. I was like, remember that sweatshirt? That was a good one.
Boring. Did he mispronounce the shirt you're wearing now? Because that'd be horrendous.
Yeah.
Tim's wearing a shirt that says Nigeria.
Bring our girls back. Hashtag. Touchy.
Moment of silence.
Hit the pause button. I still don't know what's going on with that. Baker, maybe you could tell us the world events. You're worldly.
Wait, what?
That's so meta. There's a picture of Tim wearing that shirt. It looks about 5 years old. Tim's felt strongly about Nigeria for at least 5 years.
Yeah, I have. I've been on the Nigeria wagon for a long time, baby.
Now everybody's talking about Nigeria.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking Nigeria before Nigeria was Nigeria. Holler.
Up top.
We're fucking stupid.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
That. Welcome to the podcast.
What everyday struggle was. We wanted to try to remember what...
No, you asked him what Nigeria
the girls
was
got,
going
the
on
girls got kidnapped by a terrorist group?
Yeah, I don't know if this is fertile ground for comedy.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be funny.
The best part was,
as all listeners know,
was it you or was it somebody else that was showing like a clip of the guy with two guns like talking on camera? He's like, I don't remember, what's this rap video? It was a dude like two AK-47 like, doing this thing. Is this
ludicrous?
Yeah.
Is this the Two Chainz people are talking about?
You know that probably happened when somebody like an old person is like, is this a rap video?
What is that? That's in like a song called, like rap. No, I think maybe family rap's just getting lazy now. I forget what it was.
It was like a police
report. Happening, yeah. Rap's just getting lazy. It's just me.
Holy scanner.
This rap song's terrible.
Get on the ground. I love rap.
Yeah, you do.
Just kidding.
You hate it, but you do.
No, I don't like it. I enjoy rap.
You like the ignorant ass shit that I play you.
I like Lil Debbie.
Lil Debbie,
all I
Stitches.
Need is a something, some weed. Sweet bitch, the roll on my way.
Okay,
yeah.
Dude, she's such a lesbian. I love
such
it.
Such a lesbo.
Wait, who's this? Little
lesbian
Debbie?
Debbie.
Riff Raff, Little Debbie,
makes
Squirt.
The kicks?
Leslie Debbie. Squirt. Squirt. Squirt.
Dude, come on. Little Debbie.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm on your roof. Gargoyle.
Grr. With creep. Surround sound.
Riff Raff and Little Debbie, dude.
I know, Riff Raff.
Yeah, Little Debbie's like his, the videos?
His sidekick. But she's like, I think she gets more pushy than Riff Raff.
Yeah, I'll play that after for you. That's funny, dude. Remember when me and you, I was telling Lindsay, remember me and you were listening to Stitches when I was driving you home? You wanted to walk home from assembly, but we drove around like an extra 20 minutes.
No, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what is it? Because it runs in my blood, fool. And me and Beggar were just screaming that on the street with the windows down.
Because it runs in my blood.
That was it. You nailed it.
And I nailed it.
Holy shit. So you want to get into this thing or what?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Do we get any lights in here?
No.
It gets so dark.
It does. Like, that's why I always fucking fall asleep in this place.
Yeah, why don't you put a light... Like, Tim is like a little dog.
I'm in the dungeon. Remember the crack shed?
He gets small dog long walk syndrome on the podcast.
You pull up to the house and he looks out the window like a cat.
Baker finally got to see... Dude, every listener should just drive up and just drive by the front of Tim's house and he just, like, the blinds go... Today the window is open because it's kind of warmer out. But man, I love it.
Oh yeah. Because
we talked about spirit animals and Tim's a house cat. Tim's spirit animal's a house cat.
I'm like the neighborhood. I'm like the unofficial neighborhood watch.
It, dude. That's what you are. Because we're thinking about sloth. That's too insulting. You're a house cat. You're crafty. Yeah. You like the inside.
Look,
you're curious about
lot.
Who that is approaching the front of the house.
When I get spooked, I run away.
Spooked out. All right, Do you got a marker?
Yeah, I get one.
Because we want to, Bagel, we brought you because we want to do a...
don't you have like a show coming up?
Yeah, we got a promo. We want to do, we want to have you, we just think about like great voices. And I think you're a man with a great voice.
Oh, I think.
Not like of a generation, but your actual physical voice.
Oh, not like my ideas?
No.
Did you want to record, do you want to record on your camera too so we can just edit the audio
I want to take this audio. I'm probably going to hold this up. But I'm going to take the audio as I, but we thought we'd make a fun game of it and sit there and write out. You got five cards right there. We're just going to write out lines.
Okay.
So.
And this is for what? You got a show coming up? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like a comedy. Yeah. You have like a comedy show with your group.
Eagle comes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
In conjunction with Bill and Ted's Bogus Podcast. In conjunction with.
Yeah, because we got that show at Maggie's coming up. They booked us again.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So we want to do a video of that, promote that.
Oh, cool.
And get people to go to that.
All right.
I could probably record it on the photo booth too. We could chop it up.
That won't fool with you?
No, I don't think so.
There you go. That'd be fucking perfect right there.
Yeah. We got Porto in the background.
Oh, that's gross.
You just might have to move over a little bit. No, not you. I think Bill.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't do nothing.
That's hairline, dude.
Dude, my hairline is in
That's gross.
Yeah, it's doing,
I don't get that angle very often.
It's doing both, yeah, so we're good.
Oh, man.
Keep it up just so we can see what we're working with, yeah. I'm a good-looking dude.
I can't stop looking at myself.
Oh, shit. Hey, dude.
My eyebrows really do dominate.
Yeah, dude.
This face.
Dude, have you ever high and looked yourself in the mirror?
Have you ever got psychedelically high and looked at yourself in the mirror?
It's a date.
Ever since, when I ate mushrooms back in the day, I went home and my dog, Sydney, used to never, like, be up when I came home. And I open up the door, the dog's just waving at me like, what's up?
Wow.
Right? And it was like 2 a.m, I was like, this dog never does this. I'm like, I'm gonna die. And then I went up to my bathroom and stayed in front of the mirror. I was like, you're a piece of shit. You're not good enough.
Wait, what did you do when you looked in the mirror?
I kept looking at my pupils going up and down. Like, it was just, I was
looking at everything. I was checking out the whole thing.
Can I see a couple of yours real quick?
Psychedelically, I didn't,
I just want to see.
I didn't,
You don't want to. It's not recommended.
No.
So, no, but I didn't do psychedelics. It was just weed. But I sat there and go and look in the mirror. And I remember, like, having this epiphany. Like, I'm looking in the mirror. I think I just taken a shower.
Of course.
The fucking so, I'm like glistening. I'm, like, shaved, like, cleaned up, like, looking good. I'm like, look at you, man. I'm like, you can do anything. And, like, I had this, like, this abundance of confidence all of a sudden. I'm, like, looking into my own eyes. And I'm like, just do whatever the fuck you want. Like, take this world by storm. Like, a bit, like, an enlightened nice. Way. And then I go, I just start to laugh and go, wait, you are on drugs. You can't do anything. Like, it just, like,
it was like a complete.
Oh, it was like a bell curve. Like, I was like, yes, yes. I was like, oh, no, wait, I can't. I'm wearing this piece of shit.
I'm wearing a towel and I'm high.
I'm wearing a towel and I'm high.
And I'm high. Oh my god. Oh man.
I'm not fucking clever enough.
No, just fucking have. We're trying to write down like little tags. That's
like
what
when
right
when like a trailer, it's like.
Yeah. So you know what?
Was that a fire?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna fucking. Just, I'll take it right from the top. Right. Try this one a couple times. Just, we're gonna hand bake our card. Just gonna read it. We're gonna
just read it.
Yeah,
like read it like well, be like into
the
it.
Movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
Movie guy on coffee.
June 14th.
Try it again. Do like a few takes for each.
Alrighty, June 14th.
That's a good one.
June 14th.
Actually, this one, I was going to try to write something 14th. Else. Write that right there.
Come see. Come see.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You could be all Batman with it.
Do yeah.
Come see. Is the podcast still going on?
Yeah. Well, we can edit this part out later. We can edit the silences.
All right. Come see.
Let's go. Tim, you got one for him?
Yeah. Come see. Mine doesn't go in order. You get another one.
Mine's really. All right, read this one.
Episode 20. Oh, nope. That's just your note. Goat dicks.
Come on, stop fucking around. Say it again. Better.
Goat dicks. Embarrassing.
No, wait. Do this one first, then embarrassing.
Come see Goat Dicks in conjunction with Bill and Tim's Bogus Podcast. Embarrassing.
We're gonna get like a badass ready, right?
Hold embarrassing. On. Laugh out loud laughs.
Say that a little bit better.
Yeah, sorry. Laugh out loud laughs.
How about this one?
Explosions and tits.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Explosions and tits.
Dude, imagine if that's that's a romantic comedy drama.
Explosions and tits.
No, that's
and Drew Barrymore.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's definitely a rom-com.
Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler star in shitty movie. Money grab movie.
So let me put them outside. We're going to do all these. Put them in order.
Okay.
All right.
Explosions and tits.
That's going to be going for a comedy show.
Everyone, come laugh at explosions and tits.
Yeah, false over. Do that.
Laugh out loud laughs. Everyone come to laugh at. Embarrassing. Alright, you want these?
You want to do the, Wait, did you get the whole order of them?
Yeah, I'm going to put you want to take them and put them in order? I got like two more left. There's, two. I did one of these, the hashtag one and the bring your peanuts.
Wait, I didn't get to say bring your peanuts.
Say it right now. Bring your peanuts.
Bring your peanuts.
Make the hashtag the second to last one.
Bring your peanuts.
I got how this is going.
I'll give you another one to say right now.
You ever meet an old person who says peanuts? It's
kind of funny. Peanuts.
Brought a bag of peanuts to the game.
Oh, this is going to be good, dude. This is going to be really good. We're doing guys. Sorry, we'll just end this downtime out, actually. D-Mac. It's cool about this program. You can just sit there and fucking eliminate that.
I am so fucking stupid. All right.
It says I, like an I.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
I got it. I don't need to write in.
Huh?
Walk the train from here.
All right.
You gonna hand him the last one?
Yeah, just read.
I take a fast and fluid motion.
Yeah, just go in order.
Like a yeah.
You know what? All
right.
I'll hand you. You just fucking throw it.
June 14th. Come see Goat Dicks in conjunction with Bill and Tim's bogus podcast. Explosions and tits. Come to the Beachcomber in Quincy, Massachusetts. Everyone come laugh out loud laughs. Embarrassing. Bring your penis. Hashtag ROMB. The roast of Matt Baker. What the fuck is this? At the Beachcomber, June 14th.
Yeah.
What is this?
We booked a show. We played a roast for you.
Oh no! Yes.
You're getting roasted.
Can I roast me?
The next to Sage is Matt Baker roasting Matt Baker. Let me tell you about this guy.
I know this piece of shit better than anybody.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, we booked a show. We've got some roses lined up.
Oh, man.
Wait, read this one again.
I am so fucking stupid. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hold on, you gotta hold this up. We're gonna take a photo of you.
Let's go. We'll do the photo at the end.
All right.
Man. So, yeah, that's we actually had you on today under the guise of helping us out. We're just gonna make fun of you.
No.
Well, all right, so...
Wait, today you rented the... Okay, all right, sorry.
No. No, yeah, that's... Yeah, it's all happening. Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Because you... Right, so, as some of the listeners may know, and most might not, is Baker may be...
Are you officially going to...
Baker might be going on a hiatus for a charitable fellowship.
Yeah, that's right. I might... it's looking like it's happening, yeah.
What's the percentage-wise right now, you think?
Probably like... 80%.
Yeah.
I'd say.
So give us some background. It doesn't matter if it doesn't happen, because we know that it's
Yeah.
It's kind of a long process, but it's part of Baker's
it's convoluted
professional. You can look at the.
Oh, get the fuck out of here! Yeah.
Baker's got eyes on the flyer right now.
I made that in like 2 seconds.
You'll see it on a
shit.
I wish I knew like Photoshop. I could have put something better there, but fuck it.
So.
Oh man.
Yeah. So big. We're gonna have some people up. We're gonna raise some funds, and it's either if we can help you with the quest to India, or more than likely we're gonna give it to a charity of your choosing. We're gonna raise some money and just a big charity in your name.
Oh wow, that's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, we've been trying to get you to come here so we can tell you. We were supposed to tell you like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, we wanted to do it a month before, but this is good.
Thanks, guys.
So you got three big kids up. We'll give you.
No, thank you for making me able to make fun of you.
we don't have the lineup of roasters set in stone yet, but we pretty much have a good take. But I don't want to say any names in case.
So do you want to give them like the main ones that we're doing?
Me and Tim and. No, the three people behind this, Greg Trigellis, also Porto.
Okay.
This is actually something the three of us talked about like a year ago.
Oh, really?
Just in like for shits and gigs, like let's just make fun of Baker. And then when we found out it could be for a good cause, we figured we'd really go all out for it.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, man.
No, we're gonna make funny.
No, yeah. I know. It's gonna be very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. It's gonna be good. But I'll tell you, Billy's gonna be the roast master. He's gonna be the head honcho running the show.
You're like my 10-point buck. I'm gonna 10.
Yeah, he's been fucking taking this by storm.
I don't even know about this. You've been fucking training.
Oh yeah, like all these car rides. I'm like, Baker, tell me your deepest, darkest secret. Yeah. And you like kind of have a half buzz on. You're like, well, one time you call it.
You're like, yes, keep going. Speaking to the microphone. Shit.
Huh?
Wow, this is kind of overwhelming. I can't believe you guys are doing this.
Yeah, no, well, the kind of what should make you feel overwhelmed is that everyone that we've talked about it is like, you know what, could be a better guy. I can't wait to do this. Can't wait to help him out. And
it's kind of funny because last night at work, for some reason, I think they roasted. Did they roast Nesty before his wedding as part of
the marriage? No, it wasn't Brundage. It was like another kid.
It was another kid. Okay.
Yeah, it was like Jamie's friend up. They used to live upstairs.
Oh, okay.
They did it at like the yacht club or whatever.
Yeah.
Beach. And I guess they did a really good job.
I heard it was really good. And for some reason, I was thinking of Rodney Dangerfield. And I guess they had a Rodney Dangerfield impersonator, and that's how I
and
started.
And they ripped him.
Yeah, and they ripped him apart, so.
Well, we're not hiring him. we have a lot of other surprises, too, that we're not going to mention. It's not going to be like a strictly a roast. There's going to be some other, like, there's going to be like a clown face painting.
Actually, yeah. Cool. We're going to have Baker make you balloon animals.
Yep.
First attempts at everything. Like, it's going to be a giraffe. 5 minutes later, a bunch of broken balloons in the ground. Get the fuck out of here, kid.
So we're going to go live with this right now.
Yeah, we're going to announce it today. The event gets created by tonight. We're hoping that a flurry of people will be saying they're going to go. Wow. Or they're going to be in. And I'm sure the turnout's going to be immense. We're going to have a great night. No matter what, it's going to be great.
June 14th. Yeah, that's the last episode we slightly mentioned it.
We told you to keep your... Last episode was yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're just reminding you to...
that was the other day.
In case you forgot, keep June 14th open. Now you know why. The roast of Matt Baker. Hashtag ROMB. Which is probably like... That sounds like some kind of Latin music.
It sounds like a rom-com.
Yeah, like the rumba. I don't want to... That's a hashtag. Probably we should... We'll use it, but it's kind of good.
I already used it. I took a photo of us while we were doing it.
And he already used it. Yeah, that's why he's the best.
Yeah, that's why I don't follow rules.
Best of the biz, folks. T-Man.
This is something else.
Yeah, what do you think? What are your... Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Those were hidden.
What's your initial reaction? Actually, we can watch it on film later. But
this is quite fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, but I can't believe you guys would do this.
It's going to be fun. We're going to put you out. You're going to be on a throne up, probably like a folding chair. Yeah. We'll have a bucket of beers next to you. We're going to have the roasts, and there's going to be some segments, occur. And then at the very end, like all roasts, you will get a rebuttal.
Yeah, you'll get
We're going to, not on air, but we'll tell you later, all the prospective roasters you prepare. And then we just make sure that we get some pretty much people who we're sure, but like even like last week, some people that we thought were definites were,
Sure.
So we don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Joe Jenkins?
Yeah. He's going on first. Great trick, Gallus.
He's gonna wrap his J nuts.
Oh.
He'll warm the crowd up.
We tried to book him, but we found out on that website that he charges 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5K. Yeah. He was on that list.
He was on what's the website called?
I don't even know. It's on our Facebook page.
Oh yeah, I saw that. The Verve Pipe only 7K.
Yeah.
That's the good cause this money should go to.
$7,000 to hear the freshman? No.
Hear the freshman play it like 40 times in a night.
Imagine that. Like, we'll pay you $10,000. Just play your one song
over and over. No breaks.
They'd do it.
They will.
Yeah, but like 10
minutes. I don't want you to even stop playing. I want that song to be on a loop. That'd be a great fucking...
Extremely depressing song about...
We will never... Is that about abortion or something?
Yeah, it's definitely not like the meaning you think it is. Like some high school played out the freshman class and everyone was like, that's not it.
No. Dude, you guys are the fucking balls.
You guys are the
balls. The shaft and the balls.
You sound like Tim when he's drunk. Oh, you're the man.
You're
the man, dude.
No, you're the man.
Yeah.
When I told you I was going to Indy, you were like, you're the man, dude.
Yeah. I was like, how long are you going?
It's 6 months.
Give some background as to why you're going to Wee Pashtun.
It's Mumbai.
Baker's cell phone broke, and he thought the best course of action would be to go right to the call center. he kept getting put on hold. I'm coming to Bombay.
Save the joke to the roast, bro.
It's off the dome, man. Well, I'll probably say I want to get the show. tell us more about it.
So I'm going to... It looks like it's going to happen if the money lines up, and it's probably going to... It's happening. I've just been hesitant to say that it is going to happen, but yeah, it's going to happen.
You've heard it here, folks, live on the air.
You think people like over in India are going to complain about you smelling like hamburgers when everyone else smells like curry? This fucking asshole smells like American hamburgers.
I don't think they serve hamburgers over there.
No, they don't serve shit over there. You're going to eat curry for the rest of your life now.
They didn't serve curry. They serve like brown rice.
Yeah,
not brown like wheat rice.
No, just dirty rice.
Just dirty white
dirty
rice.
White rice.
And not dirty rice like Caribbean. Like have some dirty rice. Just like
Jamaican jug rice.
Yeah, dirt rice. and jerk chicken, but it's not like jerk flavored. It's just like chicken. It's just like some asshole.
Some jerk makes it.
You dick. Did you joke? Have you been working on your Indian accent?
A little bit.
Ooh, that's a very nice one.
Nailed it.
I'm going to call you Baker Patel.
You got to give me like a t-shirt when you go out there, though. Like something like...
Vikram Baker
Patel. Welcome to India.
I'll get you a tee.
Can you just get him a shirt just like that stupid one he's wearing now that just says the name of the country on it?
With a flag?
I'll just get one that says Nigeria.
I'll give you this one. Go on, but number one!
That'll really confuse the
shit
out of
I got this at like Champs when like the World Cup was happening like years ago. I was like, this shirt just says Nigeria.
Yeah.
Got it.
Do they hate Americans over in India?
No, they must
not. No. They come over here in droves.
It's all like France.
You know?
Droves. Yeah. So we're trying to stop. Build a fence of the Atlantic seaboard. Yeah.
You're gonna be packing heat on your way over there, right?
Yeah. What are you just going over like some serious fucking hash?
Yeah.
What's your ulterior motive? I want some hashish. I watched 7 years in Tibet for twice.
So I put in 14 years in Tibet.
7 months in Tibet.
On the hunt for some really high power opiates.
Actually. Yeah, that's where that. Yeah.
I think in the elusive Bengal tiger.
The Bengal.
That Bengal tiger.
The white
Dr. Bengal Livingstone, tiger. I presume? That's how we're going to find Baker 17 years from now. Dead, though.
I want to go over and, like, you know, in Jumanji, the hunter guy, I'm going to go dressed over like that.
The fucking mustache and shit.
Step off the plane and just see how things go.
And just get immediately, they just try to sell you a cell phone. This is not what I intended. Fear me. No, you buy this. You buy the shirt. It's an Indian.
Oh, you got a good one.
Maybe I'll be breakfast. I shop at Lucky Shamrock a lot.
Love the people.
Last time I went in there, they didn't let me buy because they were like, no, $10 minimum on a meet and card. And I was like, I just want to get this and go. And they were like, no.
Oh, they gave
that's
you
actually legal.
Yeah, the $10 minimum.
Because I just paid $8. Fuck. I just paid $8 with my card. Gave me no guff. He must have smelled the...
Yeah.
No, he's probably trying to lure you. He's like, this idiot will probably...
You're going
to
come back
and skin him and sell his bones like fucking the tusks of woolly mammoths.
You're going to come back with a dot on your head?
Yeah,
how
probably.
Do you get one of those? It's like a yarmulke. You can just wear them and up and be cool with it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'll look further into it. Would you like a dot?
Yeah.
I could come back with a dot.
I want like something from Bejeweled, the game.
I think you need a big dot for Tim's head.
Yeah, no.
Where would you put it? Where would you settle on? Where's the middle of your forehead?
Like, right here, I think.
I need to go up here. Like, up no, above your eyebrows?
Yeah, a little bit above your eyebrows.
I'd have to go above the eyebrows. This is kind of a danger.
You could get it in between your eyebrows and
you'd
no one
would have to, like, they put Baker's on, he's, like, scratching his head open, like, just put it in.
Just get it in.
Holy shit.
Baker's eyebrow comb over.
Nice. Fucking A, man. That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good,
we're
man.
So excited.
June 14th, 6 p.m., the beach coma. Come see Baker get goat dicks. Up his butt.
June 14th.
June 14th.
Explosion of the dicks.
Saturday.
Hilarious.
It's going to be a black tie affair.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no. We're dressing up. I'm going to wear a leisure suit. And I'm smoking. I don't care.
I'm going to wear a suit.
I don't smoke, and it's illegal to smoke inside. I'm smoking.
I'm going
to
wear a scuba suit. We're all wearing suits, but all the
time. So I'm wearing a scuba suit. Scuba man suit.
The diving belt. Yeah. Tim would just be stuck in his car. I can't get out now. It's heavy.
This is why I don't swim. This is why I don't swim.
Stuck in a diving belt.
So you have anything else to say before we go, man?
No, thank you. Just thank you.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fucking
thank you.
No, this is going
to
be really fun.
It's definitely something different. We don't have to...
This is really
we're gonna
fun.
Have a blast. It's gonna be all your closest friends and family, you know, coming to laugh at you.
We're all gonna laugh at you.
So it's gonna be like my day to day life,
pretty much.
Could have just said that. It's gonna be like a normal day of your life.
Oh yeah, that's already a roast joke.
I've been roasting for years.
This pig is done.
we should get a pig roast.
Can I just say pig roast at the same time?
Yeah, whoa.
What?
I don't know why I said I think I was just thinking, and then you said it, and I was just like, jumped in.
Yeah.
You're very cultish now that you go into India. You almost have this magnetic presence. You might win the Democratic election.
They just had one.
Yeah, that guy, what's he in there, for a couple months?
Oh, yeah, until I show up,
I guess. Someone kills him?
Yeah.
How?
Imagine if I went over and became threat, like... Had a bloody coup and overtook the government.
You had like a big fucking statue like, with a dot on you. Like,
how fractured is India's infrastructure?
I don't know. It's like over a billion people.
So. Are you going to run into Dalzim from Street Fighter? The stretchy guy?
I don't know.
What about the guy from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
Is it Indian boxer? And
Tiger Singh or something like that?
Tiger Singh?
Something like that.
Where's he from?
Was he easy
to
beat?
When you go out there, make sure you tell my friend Patel I said hi. He's really just spot.
You kind of make it look like the guy from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Slumdog Millionaire.
I know.
Who, the host?
Yeah. Cool. He's a handsome guy.
Man, he's a star over
there. It's
funny,
when Indians are handsome, you're kind of like, they're still like,
Yes, but.
You're not pulling out any white women. The white woman
you're
is
in Pawtucket,
like,
bro.
The white woman's like the white whale.
The great white woman.
I love hearing when I talk to black guys and talk about white women. They're like, man, I'd love to get a white woman. It's like, that's great.
Let me tell you all about it.
I've got a how-to book. Yeah. We should just wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Racist comments.
Yeah. All right. Again, June 14th. Be there or be square.
Just be there.
Yeah.
Just show up. Yeah.
My dude.
You know, give me two time.
Two times all around. Give me two time.
Come on.
All right, that was weird, but okay, I like it.